I speak in the name of God, His Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you like to be seated? Come to me, all you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Today's talk is about how to have a good rest. And you're very lucky this morning because you're going to hear from a world expert on the subject, which isn't me, though Jebs will tell you I am pretty good at it. Actually, it's from Jesus. Jesus said in our reading, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So I want to think today about resting, especially resting on Sundays and on holidays. And it's important because we're not often very good at it. And I think actually grown-ups are often the worst at it. They're worse at it than children. So this morning, as well as listening to Jesus, we're going to interview the children here and find out how to have a good rest. So is anyone actually feeling tired this morning? Yeah? Quite a few of us feeling tired this morning? Any of us feel tired actually most of the time? Many of us here often feel that we're laboring and we're heavy laden, if we're honest. We're worn out and stressed up. And it's not a great combination, really. And so what I want to do is to get the grown-ups to interview the children. Now, you should have had on your way in a little interview form, a little survey form. You should have had a pen. If you're sitting there with folded arms, like I see Michael Lickers doing, you need to find your form quickly, absolutely, or borrow somebody else's. And if you're sitting next to a world expert on resting, then you're really lucky. So the children here are much better at it than the grown-ups, and you need to interview them. And in a minute, I'm going to get Jimmy, who's sitting over there, to come round with the microphone, so he needs to have the microphone ready to get your answers. And what I want you to do is to ask the children. If you haven't got a world expert next to you who's a child, then you'll just have to talk to your neighbour and see if they can remember what it was like when they once upon a time knew how to rest. So, and the two questions are, what's your favourite thing to do on a Sunday? That's a day like today when there's no school and no work, so it might not be Sunday, it might be a different day of the week if that's the day of rest for you. What's your favourite thing to do on a Sunday, and what's your favourite thing to do on holiday? Okay, so adults ask the children. If you haven't got a child next to you, you're just going to have to talk to a boring old grown-up. And what's their favourite thing to do on holiday, what's the favourite thing to do on Sunday, and fill in the form with the answers that they give you. And your homework will be taken in, so please do write something. This is for everybody to do, whoever you are. If you've forgotten what it is to rest, you've got to start remembering now. Your favourite thing to do on a Sunday and your favourite thing to do on a holiday. I can see Beryl and Tony Hoadley have obviously finished theirs, so we'll gather in theirs. Jimmy, would you like to come and grab their form, because they've obviously done theirs? They're just sitting there at the front. I can tell they're not talking to one another, so clearly they've finished. This is for everybody to do. That includes you, Ken and Caroline. One of the good things about doing the family service talk from the pulpit is I can see you. Favourite thing on a Sunday, favourite thing on a holiday. Okay, whilst you're finishing that off, I want to talk about two aspects to having a good rest. And they're reflected in two old-fashioned names for Sunday. Sabbath and the Lord's Day. Two very old-fashioned ways that people used to describe Sunday. Sabbath and the Lord's Day. First of all, Sabbath. Sabbath is a word from the Old Testament, the old part of the Bible, from the Hebrew word for stop. Sabbath means stop. See, God understands that sometimes we just have to stop because we're getting worn out, we're getting stressed up. And in fact, he makes a day of rest, a time when you stop, actually one of the Ten Commandments. It's the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments. He doesn't leave it to chance. He says, you must stop once every week for a whole day. You must stop. And he does that. He commands us to do that Not because he thinks it's a good idea for him, because he thinks it's a good idea for us. He knows how he's made us. He knows that we're going to get worn out and stressed up. So he says, you must stop. You remember Jesus said, the Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath, the command to stop, is for your benefit. And if you don't do it, you will suffer. You will begin to get ill if you don't stop. So it's very important that we stop when there's a change pace of life. Now, Jimmy's got the microphone. Where is he? Absolutely, thank you. Is there any advice from any of the children that somebody wrote down which you would put into the category of stopping on a Sunday or in a holiday? Someone like to raise their hands if somebody's written down something which is a bit like that? Yep, Lucy here, Jimmy. This way. Okay, Lucy can obviously remember what it is to rest. She's retired now, so she's allowed to. There's a misnomer.
Go to church and do nothing.
Go to church and do nothing. Absolutely. Presumably not at the same time. But to do nothing, actually, isn't that blissful? When actually you have a day when there's nothing you've got to do. So you actually stop charging around. Isn't that fantastic? There's one down here that also something to do with stopping.
Holidays.
If you'd like to put it, say it into microphone.
Going on luxury holidays.
Going on a holiday. Luxury holidays. Luxury holidays where somebody else brings you breakfast in bed, or you just don't have to do anything because you're being looked after. That is a really good way of stopping. Absolutely. So clearly a bit of luxury, it makes for a really good holiday. Anything else which is in the Sabbath, the stop? Yes, Karen here. Lovely.
My child was quite old, but he said sleep.
Sleep, absolutely. Oh, the chance to have a lie-in on a day off. Isn't that the best thing ever? Actually, you don't have to get up the time you normally did. And actually, you can just have more time just to sleep and catch up with sleep. Very important, both on a holiday and on a day off on a Sunday. Yep. Anybody else? Yep, Liz?
Mary said to read.
Pardon?
My child next to me said to read.
To read. Yes. Okay, to have the time to actually read on holiday. The archetypal thing to do on holiday, lying on a lounger by the pool and just reading. Reading your book, reading your Kindle, whatever it is. Fantastic. Absolutely. The chance to get into a really good book. That's also about stopping. It can sometimes feel like I've got to finish this book, or I've got this whole pile of books that I brought with me that I really need to get through. And that actually wouldn't be about stopping. So we need to be careful, even with something as gentle as reading. Any others which are in the stop category? Yep. Beryl's got one over here. I was giving Beryl and Tony a hard time just now, so they're proving they actually were concentrating. Absolutely.
Sit in the garden.
Sit in the garden.
On a lovely sunny day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you get them, you need to grab them, don't you? And sit out when you possibly can. Absolutely. Sit there and perhaps not do very much. Just take in nature around you. Fantastic. Well, that's fantastic. You obviously can remember. Was there one more here? Yep, we've got one more from Debs. Or no?
Libby wants me to say that she likes to go out for tea or go to the theatre.
Go out for tea or go to the theatre. Absolutely. Well, that's sort of treats on holiday. And that's sort of going somewhere else for tea, or going out and having your whole mind taken somewhere else by the theatre, or it could be a film at the cinema. That also helps you stop worrying about what you're doing the rest of the time. Brilliant. You know, some holidays, you see, aren't real holidays. Sometimes we haven't learned how to stop. Has anyone ever come back from a holiday more exhausted than they were before they went? Has you ever done that? Absolutely. Sometimes when you're on holiday, there's no change to your normal pace. There's no change to your normal attitudes. You're competitive at work and you're competitive at play. We've got to fit in all these things so I can come back to my workmates and say, these are all the exciting things we did on holiday. We did this, we did that, we went there. And we can be compulsive. We can go somewhere on holiday and feel like we've got to do it all and see everything that go on every trip. You know, you sort of go to Scotland, you've got to do Scotland in 2 weeks. And you charge around all over the place. Well, that's not a good rest. And we come back feeling more shattered than we were before we went. And I think we all need to learn to stop. God commands you to stop. And you're very wise if you listen to God's commandments. If the clock normally controls your day, don't let it do so on holiday. Take your watch off or turn your phone off, whatever it is that tells you the time. Remove the clocks. If the clock controls your day, don't let it do that on holiday. If deadlines normally control your day, don't let them do that on holiday. You plan the holiday. You don't have to put deadlines in. Don't do it. If meals are something you usually grab on the hoof because you're charging out, slow down and savour them. This is a theology of the traditional Sunday roast. This is why we need, just on a Sunday, to have a little holiday where actually we take time over our meals a lot more, or a sort of leisurely barbecue. But taking time over food, to be together. This is probably my favourite translation of God's command to remember the Sabbath day, is to remember to put the joint in. That's actually what it really means. And then take time to enjoy it. So, first old-fashioned word which can tell us how to rest, Sabbath. The second old-fashioned way of describing Sunday is the Lord's Day. Actually, when it says in the Old Testament, remember the Sabbath day, it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And the word holiday, of course, comes from holy day. That's what holiday actually means. So we stop. The second thing we do in a really good holiday is we celebrate. We celebrate that all life and all our time is a gift from God. That's why you've come to church today, to celebrate. To sing hymns, to give thanks to God. So, Jimmy, if you can get round with the microphone again, any advice on what the children said about what makes for a good holiday or what they like to do on a Sunday, which is about celebrating things or counting our blessings or being joyful? I think actually going out for tea, going to the theatre probably fits into that a little bit, but anything else? Anybody write down anything in any of those categories which was about celebrating, giving thanks, being joyful? One over there, is that lovely?
I took advice from one of the children and they said, go to Legoland.
Go to Legoland. If you possibly can, you need to go to Legoland or some other attraction like that. There's other ones are available. It means going out for a treat where it's actually a really fun place, where there's going to be stuff you can do which is new and exciting and really good fun. And that is about celebrating and being joyful. Definitely a good example. Yep.
Going to restaurants.
Going to restaurants. That's a really good way of celebrating. It really is. When you can afford it and go to somewhere really nice, it's really good fun.
Going on a Lance castle.
Pardon? Going?
Going on a Lance castle.
Going to a castle. On a bouncy castle, yeah. Not just any old castle. Gosh, there was I thinking you were going to National Trust homes and castles. That's not the same kind of castle, is it? Jumping up and down on a bouncy castle. Really good way of celebrating, whatever age you are. I recommend it, absolutely. Really good. Anybody else have anything which was about being joyful, counting blessings? Alistair's got one at the front here.
As Ratty said, there's nothing half so much worth doing as simply mucking about in boats.
Simply mucking about in boats. A little quote from Wind in the Willows there from our literary expert. Fantastic stuff. And Liz, yep.
Sam says strumming the guitar.
Strumming the guitar, absolutely. Yeah, sitting out, that's something you can do when you're sitting out in the garden, isn't it? Just sort of, strum the guitar. It really helps you to calm down. Yep. One here from Billy.
Play a game with your friends or family.
Playing a game with friends and family. That is a fantastic thing to do on holiday and on Sundays. Just get together with your friends and enjoy friendship and time together. Okay, I think that's probably enough. See, the problem is that often what happens, instead of carrying all this celebrating into the week, we carry our stressed up workday values into our holidays and our Sundays. But God's plan is for the opposite to happen. So we keep Sundays and holidays holy, a time to remember God and his provision for us, so that we can carry that celebration of joy into the rest of the week. So rather than letting your attitudes, your driven attitudes, getting into how you treat Sundays, how you treat holidays, it's the opposite way around. You stop and you celebrate so that actually you can carry over that sense of being grateful, that sense of being more aware of the Lord every day. That's God's plan. And my encouragement to you as we get towards holiday time is to make it your plan as well. When you plan your holidays and your time off, make sure that it is about stopping. You don't fit in too much. And make sure that there's lots of time just to celebrate and give thanks. Make sure your holidays are indeed holy days. I'll finish with two quotations. The first is from the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, "Better one handful with tranquility than two with toil and chasing after the wind." Better one handful with tranquility than two with toil and chasing after the wind. And the second quotation is this from a second century bishop called Irenaeus, who said famously, "The glory of God is a human being who is fully alive." Not someone who's half dead because they're charging around all the time. You will give glory to God if you are fully alive. So let's pray, shall we? If you'd like to close your eyes, I'm going to lead us in prayer. Lord, we pray that this Sunday and this coming summer holiday, we would learn to be not half dead, but fully alive. Lord Jesus, thank you that you say, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we pray that our bodies may be re-energized, our minds refocused, our hearts renewed, and our spirits refreshed. Help us to obey the Sabbath and to celebrate the Lord's Day, that we may give glory to God. Amen.